With Trump's refusal to sign the pandemic relief bill, it's unclear what support Americans will get from Congress, if any. And that's not making life any easier for people like Jessica Parkinson. She's co-owner of Salt, a restaurant in Lakewood, Ohio. We've been checking in with her from time to time since March, when the pandemic forced her to temporarily shut down the restaurant. In April, she started curbside takeout. In July, she resumed table service, and when we spoke earlier this week, Jessica told me things are still really tough.
I would say, you know, it's been dismal and not great, and we are treading water at this moment. It's been kind of rough.
Yeah. When you close the books on 2020, what are you looking at?
As far as business goes, we're down about 80%.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, for that reason, I assume that you were watching very closely what was happening in Washington, D.C. The relief package that Congress just passed includes a new paycheck protection loan program for small businesses. You got PPP money in the spring. Do you plan to apply again? Will that help you?
You know, for us right now, PPP money, when we applied for it and received it, we were literally one of the first businesses to receive it. And still, to this day, we don't know if our loan has been forgiven or not. So if we're going to have payments that we're going to have to make on it or how that's going to look, we still don't know. So for us to apply for another loan is, like, honestly, I really don't think we're going to do it.
Really? Wow. And that's saying something, considering your revenue's down 80%. I mean, that's a big decision to make.
It's huge because really, you know, my business partner, Jill, and myself, to be honest with you, we almost had all of our loans completely paid off by January, and we've only been open for 4 years. So for us to continue to take on more debt is not really something we're looking to do. So we just work harder and smarter and try to do the best we can so that we can go back to being Salt when this is all over with.
There's this statistic that says, as of this month, at least 110,000 restaurants have closed either long-term or permanently because of the pandemic. How much longer can you hang on at this rate?
You know, I told a customer the other day that came in, he asked how we were doing, and I said, well, we're white-knuckling it. And so for right now, we can continue to do that. Although our business is incredibly down, we are still, you know, making payroll and paying our bills and paying rent and all that. It's really forced our staff and Jill and myself to get really creative as far as the type of food product we put out, the wine program that we do, the cocktail menu that we put out. We were fortunate enough to receive money from the Bureau of Workman's Comp. And so we are taking that money and using it all for new inventory because, you know, bringing all new product in costs quite a bit of money. You need a lot of cash flow to do so.
And so you're white knuckling it like so many businesses around the country are. But it's also this time of year, at the end of the year, when holidays are approaching, and that's when people traditionally go out and they spend a lot of money.
Right.
This is a busy, important time of year for you. So, you know, you must be reflecting on that. It's not a very happy holiday either for you or for your business.
Right. No. And it's been incredibly stressful for those reasons alone too. You know, December for us has never been a big business month, but it is busy for sure. And we start to rev up again in January, and January to June tend to be our busy 6 month period. The way that the virus is looking and what the governor continues to do and not do for the state of Ohio is getting a little concerning for us because we feel like we are going to be missing out on those busy months. You know, I have friends that are restaurateurs and own restaurants and bars, and they are struggling big time. They've lost their party rooms. They've lost large gatherings, and rightfully so. None of us disagree with what the governor's doing. It's just, you know, you've got to help us.
It's the start of a new year soon, and usually that's a time when you can look ahead and be hopeful, but what you've just told me doesn't sound like you're looking ahead with hope. Do you have any optimism in the year ahead?
Yeah, you know, I was actually talking to my staff about it the other day. We are, we're a small staff to begin with, and now we're down to, there's nine of us here. I said, you know, guys, if we can just get to June, I think once June hits, we're going to be okay. And I truly believe that. I do. I think that once the vaccine hits and people are getting vaccinated around us, it'll give people a little bit more comfort in going out and dining. So I am optimistic about that. And I also keep saying, too, it's going to be okay. It's not okay today. It's probably not going to be okay in a month, but eventually it is going to be okay, whether that's us maintaining as SALT or if we do have to close our doors. Our biggest concern is keeping our staff safe and our customers safe and our doors open.
Well, you know, you're right. All of us, we just got to hang on. That right. should be our mantra, right? Let's hang on until June. Jessica Parkinson, co-owner of the restaurant SALT in Lakewood, Ohio. Why don't we keep checking in with you, if you don't mind, until we get to June and see how you're doing. Thank you so much.
I would love that. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too.